Chapter 16. When Mom gets home from work, she makes a big deal about my spelling bee ribbon, which I don't mind. She cries, "Me baby." I usually don't like it when she says "my baby" in public, but at home it makes me hug her even more. This calls for a celebration. How about a trip to the biblioteca and some frozen yogurt afterward? I squeal and spell Y-E-S. That sounds like a great night. I also squeal because I love hearing the word biblioteca. It is such a fun word, and I love going to the library. Mom changes out of her suit. As soon as Nick and I see her in her jeans and sweatshirt, we know it's time to go. "Are you going to get any books for your project, Stella?" she asks as she grabs her car keys. "I would like a book on starfishes." "Mom, did you know that if a starfish loses an arm," I hid one of my arms behind my back, "and then stick it out, they can grow one back?" I wiggle my hand in amazement. She nods. "Did you know some people are as strong as starfishes?" "What do you mean, Mom?" "You mean like superheroes?" I ask. She laughs. "I just mean that some people have to go through tough things, and they can bounce back, like Frida Kahlo." "Oh." Then I ask, "Who is Frida Kahlo?" "I'll tell you more about her in the car," says Mom. "She's fascinating." Turns out Frida Kahlo was a Mexican painter who made beautiful paintings. She was in a bus accident when she was very young and had to stay in bed for months. That's when she learned how to paint. She became one of the most famous painters ever. "Wow," I exclaim. Hearing about Frida makes me feel proud to be from the same country. "We can get a book on her at the biblioteca tonight," Mom says as she pulls into the library parking lot. Now, the library at school is pretty cool, but the public library near my house is incredible. It has 3 levels and beanbag chairs in the kids' section. I like to go to the reference section and look at the huge books on marine life. They have so many pictures. The library also has art exhibits and art contests. One time I got 3rd place. We had to draw a scene from our favorite book, and mine was from James and the Giant Peach. It was the scene where the peach gets stuck on top of the Empire State Building. I found this really cool photo of the building so I could see how to draw it and added many little seagulls. Mom framed it at home and always says that one day it will be very valuable. When we get to the library, I see a sign near the front door that reads, "Local author presentation in the auditorium." "Mom, can we go, por favor?" I ask. If I say please, Mom usually says yes. Mom looks at her watch and then at me. I'm giving her the biggest puppy dog eyes I can. She nods yes and gives me a kiss on the head. Nick says, "It starts in 30 minutes. Time to move it," as he runs over to the graphic novels. In the meantime, I spot more books on marine animals while Mom looks for a book on Frida Kahlo and some mystery novels for herself. Since I've already done research at the library for my project, I know exactly where the fish books are. I only have a few more fishes to go, and I also want to get more photos for the starfish page that I am finishing. I find a picture of a royal starfish that's purple with an orange border. Nick wanders over with a stack of graphic novels and peeks over my shoulder. "I can't wait to draw it," I whisper. "I'm sure it will be great, like the rest of your drawings, little Miss Frida Kahlo." I giggle. "Do you think they'll have one at the Shedd Aquarium?" Nick shrugs his shoulders. "Maybe. Also, Mom's a little busy with work, so I don't know when exactly we will go." Nick's been so great about the presentation. He told Mom about the Shedd Aquarium idea, and now I just hope we really can go. We've also been brainstorming how to make my presentation more interesting, and he suggested that I should be a fisherman. That sounds a little boring, but then I came up with the idea of doing a submarine. I just need to finish my research before I start building it. Nick says, "Come on, champ, time to go." I grab his arm and we run over to Mom, who is standing near the auditorium. We enter just as the show is starting. Not only is it an author, but it's a children's book author and a girl. She starts the presentation by reading out loud a few of her books. One of them is even in English and Spanish. How cool is that? Obviously, I understand both parts. Later, she speaks about how she got started as an author. She grew up in Texas like Stanley. Turns out, she had problems speaking as a kid, just like me. She would switch the letters around. Everyone thought she wasn't really smart. Because of that, she read even more and made herself write all the time. Then she decided that's what she wanted to do when she grew up. I whisper to Mom, she's a starfish. She puts her arm around me and kisses me on top of the head. Then I realize that maybe I'm a starfish too. My name is Estrella, after all. When I get home, I draw the royal starfish. As soon as I'm done, I whisper to Pancho, don't tell anyone, but I might want to be an author one day. Pancho, of course, doesn't say anything. He's the best at keeping secrets.